following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Right now, every time you buy something, anything with your Discover card, you automatically have a chance to win up to $1 million.
So if I buy these jeans, I could win $1 million?
Yep.
This stainless steel dishwasher?
Uh-huh.
This chocolate bar?
You bet.
This chocolate bar?
Yeah, didn't you just buy that?
It's my emergency chocolate.
Oh, gotcha. Remember, using your Discover card could make you a millionaire. Learn more at discover.com. It pays to discover. Visit discover.com/giveaway for alternate entry options.
I am the new way to work, and I'm not quite what I seem. To my friends, I work from home every day. To my clients, I work in the Chrysler Building. And it's all thanks to my Regis Virtual Office. It gives me all the benefits of a prestigious office address, only without the overhead. I even have access to a private office when my clients want to meet face-to-face. I am the new way to work, and I'd like you to join me. To find out more, visit regis.com/virtual or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
Snowfall taking everyone by surprise. It seems the entire area has ground to a halt. Roads are blocked. Businesses are shut down. And listen carefully, schools are officially closed
for a snow day.
But as an adult, what are you supposed to do on a snow day? You don't have the control of the TV. It certainly isn't quiet at home.
No school! No school! No school!
What about listening to the radio? But how about the Doug and Danny show? The guys sure didn't call a snow day today. They're going to preview the BCS Championship with Lindsey Snell, speak with Gary Noka of ESPN, and do we know who won the Premier Rental Purchase Laptop in the Pigskin Pick'em?
Oh, God. I don't know what they call him, but if I think it's the guy with the funny-looking hat that carries the sword. I don't know what to call him, but...
No. No, that's not right.
It's time for the Doug and Danny Show.
Yay! 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 Yay!
Oh, yeah, it's a snow day. Yes, you guys did. No. These are the worst days in the history of media. TV guys, radio guys.
Far from a snow day.
Yeah, yeah. This is the extra work day. But that's great because... More of you have less to do, so there is a chance we could have 16 listeners today instead of the normal 8. So we're glad to have you along with us, Doug Duda, Big Daddy Tony Davis. First time we can say the second of anything on this show, second Monday of 2011. And coming up, as you heard, Dari Noka from ESPN. He is the new co-host with Mel Kiper on Saturday morning game day on ESPN, which premiered this weekend. We'll talk with Dari about the new gig. And, of course, he had part of his start, spent a couple of years in Nebraska at KLKN in Lincoln. Of course, also an Oklahoma grad. That's okay. It's better than a lot of other things. So we'll talk with him. And Lindsey Snell from the Oregonian is going to join us from a much warmer environment. The national championship is here. Glad to have you along. Doug Duda, Tony Davis, our producer, engineer, Merritt. Daddy, so.
Well, obviously, you know, the weekend games, everybody's been waiting, I think, for this national title game. But
no. See, no.
College football fans think? Have.
Have you?
Yeah. I'm waiting for Oregon.
Have you talked about it every day?
Auburn.
Are you all fired up about it?
Yeah, I'm excited for it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I really am. Now,
something has to be done. I don't even agree with your opinion on this one because I don't think you are. I mean, if this was January 1st, we'd be fired up for it. You absolutely can't play college football after the playoffs start.
Well, you've heard about it for so long.
Well, it's a throwaway today. That's the problem. They've talked about it every day until the playoffs start in the NFL, and now it's not the lead story. It's not the lead story today. If you're playing for the national championship, you should be the lead story, and it is not, and the NCAA and the BCS needs to fix that. There's no reason this game wasn't played last week. None. Zero. Could have been played last Wednesday. If you want to string out the BCS games, fine. It should have been played last Wednesday. It's just, I'm sorry. You can't
give me. They didn't ask you.
You can't give me a, they should. because I know things. Give me one positive about playing this game on the 10th of January on Monday night. Give me one positive.
It's the only thing on.
It's been the only thing on last Wednesday. Give me one positive. That's all I'm
but
asking.
But you got to have the other bowls all before it.
And you did.
It's a
and you did.
No, you didn't. You had Friday night, you had Saturday night, you had Sunday night.
You know why? Because you didn't have the national championship game till today. There were open days. That's smart thinking, I think, even though the Compass Bowl is on at 11 in the morning on a Saturday, which is idiotic. Again, my opinion mostly always right. I mean, it's not just an opinion. It is fact that it's knowledge. Here's the deal for this Monday.
In his mind, it is, folks.
Give me all I'm asking, Daddy. Give me one positive out of playing the national championship game tonight that you can't say about days before this. Last Wednesday, the whole stage would have been themselves. If they would have had it last Monday, they've moved the games out because the national championship game is so damn late.
They've moved the games out to space them out to get the advertising dollars. Plain and simple why they do it.
Last Wednesday would have got the exact same advertising dollar.
No, it wouldn't have.
More.
No, it wouldn't have because you had Friday night games, you had Saturday games, you had Sunday games. You had to move those up, and there were games on those days when you moved those other ones up.
But I'm saying the only reason they had games Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is because the national championship game is today.
I understand that. But you're going to move those other games up and gunk up other days when we used to have our national holiday January 1st with 13 bowl games. And because that's the way it was for 30 years and you don't like change, you can't change with it. I understand that.
39 days, the shortest amount of time that there has been between the final game that these teams have played and the championship. The shortest.
Well, thank God it wasn't 55 like it was for Ohio State a couple years ago. It'd be the 26 before we'd be playing it.
Again, give me one good thing about playing tonight.
It's center stage, period.
Email is open, folks. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Or you can phone us anytime. Love to hear from you. 888-455-ESPN. But Dari Noka is coming up next segment. Then Lindsey Schnell of the Oregonian at the bottom of the hour. So just a little time at the beginning, and then we'll have time at the end of the show to hear from you as well. So fire those emails off. Give us a buzz. We would love to hear from you. And, you know, if you want to talk good, bad, ugly that they do on Mike and Mike in the Morning, if you want to talk stink, if you want to talk bad things, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I don't mind that Seattle got in the playoffs, but New Orleans, I don't even really mind that you got beat. But to give up 41 points to a team that hadn't done it all year in the playoffs, and you're the defending world champions, there ought to be an investigation. That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing.
Yeah, they scored 36 at Arizona. That's the next highest total there for the Seahawks. So, and plus the fact that New Orleans jumps out on top and you think, well, they're going to put them away early and this deal's going to be 38-10 or 38-17, whatever. We're going to roll on down the road. New Orleans will go, move on to the playoffs, the defending champs, and then all of a sudden, here come the Seahawks. And Marshawn Lynch's run, would you agree?
Well, yeah, good, great, great. Threw the guy off. That's what made the run, when he pushes the guy off of him.
Porter, but how many tackles? Seven that people had a chance at him?
It just depends how many you want to exaggerate, 6 to 8 people that might have touched him.
So I guess you got to, they found a way to do it, and now they advance, and now I have not looked at any spreads. I've not been on the computer yet. We're going to play pick that spread, don't we?
Ooh, you want to play pick the spread?
Let's do play pick the spread.
Okay, we'll do that. We'll do that. Other games this weekend. You know, when I made my picks last week, I messed up. And I told you this, but it wasn't on the air, so it's not official. And by no means did I pick the Jets. But that way, Baltimore wouldn't have, I had Baltimore playing New England. I didn't want them to play New England. That was the way that they wouldn't have played New England. So I could have been. But so now it works out. The Jets have to play New England. Baltimore will go beat Pittsburgh. Although I'm a little worried. Baltimore, maybe not as good as I was giving them credit for. They've been just good enough this year. Sometimes you get your swagger. But
They look real good if you're going to hand them the ball.
Well,
at
yeah,
Kansas
if you get
City,
six turnovers, yeah, there's no doubt about it. But you know, New Orleans was up 10-0, and that wasn't good enough. You figured, well, that's it. They put them away. It's 17-7. They put them away. And then you look at the late game yesterday, and I'm disturbed. I made a big deal about Philadelphia winning that game. I don't understand what happened to him. What happened to him? Michael Vick was the greatest thing that ever happened to football this year, and he sucked yesterday. And then, really, what was that last pass? Again, I don't understand. I mean, I sit there, and when you think and you get told by the analysts and you read up and you prep for the show and you look at all this stuff, and you throw it to guys that have never even caught a pass on these. I mean, who the hell is 14? Well, I don't care if DeSean Jackson's bummed up and if Brett Celek got his world rocked. You don't set one-on-one coverage to 14. 14, he knew it was underthrown and had no athletic ability to go up and try and knock the ball away. That was just a horrible decision, and Vic doesn't seem that concerned about it, which really kind of turned me off of Vic. I've been on his corner forever, and yesterday, we lost. And I know bigger things have happened in his life in the last couple years. Work is work. Business is business. It's not just a game. It's work. It's business. It's the community. And that was just bad yesterday.
Now Kolb's saying, if Vic's your quarterback, I want out of here. Trade me.
Well, yeah, he should. He should. And now after the last couple of performances, I'm not sure Vic is your quarterback. He should be. Yeah, like you've made fun of people from time to time. Yeah, Vic, you stepped up and beat the crap out of the Bengals and the Lions. But when it came money time, I'm telling you, Green Bay should have beat him by 4 touchdowns. If Green Bay somehow continues to win, I'm going to be sick. This is not even close to a great football team. Good. Not great. Again, all my opinions. Fire away, folks. Daddy.
Well, I'm just going back at the teams that Vic. He found a way to beat Indianapolis. At Washington, they crushed them. Bad team. The Giants beat them. Say what you want. That pretty much an up and down team. Lost to the Bears. Houston. You know, you beat Dallas once, and you lose to Dallas. You split with Dallas, and arguably that was down the stretch when Dallas was playing much improved. But you're at Tennessee, you got crushed. Atlanta, you took care of them by 2 touchdowns. When all the chips were in the middle of the table, Vic didn't really live up to the billing, I guess, that he got all year as far as being the MVP or in the running for the MVP.
There's only one game to go in the Doug and Daddy Pigskin Pick'em. 4 challengers. Well, there's only 2 because we said that 2 were eliminated over the weekend, before we got into the weekend, because there was a lot with the same. It comes down to Auburn, Oregon tonight. We will tell you who has the lead going into this championship game. And Dari Noka from ESPN joins us when we come back.
West Central Nebraska Home Builders Association brings you the 28th annual Kearney Home and Builders Show. Join them in the new Buffalo County Expo Center Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, January 14th through the 16th. Leading home builders, home improvement businesses, and decorators will be showing the latest trends in home building and home furnishings. Enter the nail driving contest. See the Stanley NASCAR. And register to win $500 in Builder Bucks. Admission is $3 per adult or 2 adults for $5. Children 12 and under get in for free. The 28th annual Kearney Home and Builders Show at the Buffalo County Expo Center, Friday, January 14th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, January 15th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, January 16th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Brought to you by West Central Nebraska Home Builders Association.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Gets to Stoudemire, long 3. Does it count?
He struck him out. a high cutter. The ball game is over. And after 56 years, the Giants have won the World Series.
2011 and beyond. It's another year in sports. On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
A winter weather advisory continues for our area today. A wind chill advisory is in effect tonight out into Tuesday. As we'll see lingering light snow, could still see around an inch of additional accumulation. Temperatures will stay fairly steady around 10 degrees. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 9 above.
Tell me your life's been way off.
So you had a snow day.
Wow, you really had to scoop walks and stuff. Hey, folks, be careful out there. I mean, that's all we can tell you. Everything's closed for schools. I mean, again, we don't need 5 minutes of every 10 minutes to tell you that. We're in that day and age where you're smart and you've got computers and you got iPhones. But who is the smartest of them all? Merritt, we're down to two in the pigskin pick'em. Can I have the result sheet? This is where we're at. Coming down to the national championship. Uh-oh. What? How did John tie anybody? Are you serious? You sure you didn't miscount? You are going to go back over all of these, right?
Yes, I have everything dating back to the very initial pigskin pickup.
We have three people tied? I thought we threw somebody out. Oh, no, we didn't. I'm just lying. It's over. There's no need. Everybody picked Auburn tonight, and Terry, what's Terry's last name?
Kohler, I believe.
Terry Kohler, you are the champ. How about that? No drum roll, no craziness. It's a snow day. Terry is the winner of the laptop computer from Premier Rental and Purchase because he had Pittsburgh to beat Kentucky, and that was the difference because who was he with? Jack?
Yes.
Him and Jack, they had a one-game difference, and it just didn't work out so well after that. So congratulations. According to Merritt, Terry's the winner of the laptop computer from Premier Rental. He's going to have to refigure his math.
Some separation.
Yeah, because Merritt's math is wrong. They had a one-game separation going into the weekend. There's only one game difference, and now they have, you know, a two-game separation, which, of course, would be right. So I
Good
was
job.
Wrong. See,
Good
I
job.
Admitted it. I admitted it just for you.
That's the first time.
Congratulations, Terry. You were the grandest picker of them all. All right. Attaway. Good job.
I want to tell you about a business that separated itself a little bit themselves. Bruce Furniture. One of the biggest ever home furnishing sales going on for a limited time right now. Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance continue their policy of keeping the offer plain and simple.
Drive to Alliance today. That's
no.
dumb.
For every $100 in home furnishings you buy, you get another $20 in free furniture.
That's
by 1,000%. Get 200. By 5,000, get $1,000 in bonus furniture. You get it. Now go get it at Bruce Furniture because the sale is for a limited time only. No, they haven't marked the furniture up to offset the bonus. And yes, long-term financing is still available, including the same as cash, 12-month financing. Whether it's Serta for sleep, recliner for reclining, it's just right for you. Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance.
Doug and Daddy Show continuing our talk about national championship football tonight, which, thank God, is finally here, Tony. Can you believe it? It's 39 days for these schools, which actually is the short, even though it's January 10th, shortest amount of time. I mean, Ohio State a couple of years ago.
55,
yeah, I mean, it's incredible. We're under a foot and a half of snow. Nothing's moving here. They're used to that, though, on the East Coast in the worldwide leader of all that is sports. Back in the days when the infancy, the beginning of Channel 8 KLKN going on in Lincoln, Dari Noka was part of the building of that infrastructure. Of course, he's been a variety of other places, and he joins us this morning here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Dari, great to catch up with you. How's things on the East Coast?
They're good. You know, there's no foot and a half of snow here, but, you know, we got about 7 inches the other day, but, you know, that's like once a week out here, so we just kind of deal with it.
It's like a Denver snow. It melts right away, right?
Yeah, you know what? It'll probably hang around until June, but that's all right. You know, whatever. That's what front-wheel drive is for, right?
Yeah, Dari, we'll talk about the NFL playoffs and all that is, but the national championship game is tonight. Let's start off with that. Your thoughts
on the long layoff? And does it seems to me that once the NFL playoffs begin, this baby goes on the back burner, which is very unfortunate. I mean, everybody's been talking about it in segments every hour of every day for a month plus now. Does it lose its luster a little bit with it being buried behind the NFL playoffs?
I don't know. I mean, I think it depends who you ask. You know, I mean, I'm a college football junkie, and a lot of people, you know, as you guys well know, in the Midwest are around Nebraska, Oklahoma, you know, Iowa, wherever. I mean, that's a Midwestern, you know, that's the sport in the South. That's the sport in the Midwest. You know, I could even probably assure you that in Atlanta there's more talk about the Ducks and Auburn than there is about the Falcons hosting a playoff game next week. But, you know, in certain places, you know, where you've got either marginal college football fans or NFL fans, period, the NFL is gonna rate higher than college football anywhere, anytime, any day. So I do. I think it's a function of who you talk to, and I think college football fans really haven't. You know, I like the NFL, but I love college football, and I did, you know, pay attention to the playoffs yesterday, but I didn't have the same anticipation of those as I do about this game tonight. And again, you know, I think college football fans probably generally feel the same way.
Well, Darius, since you're a college football junkie, it's got to be a huge honor for them to ask you to host a Saturday show with Mel Kiper. First of all, how excited are you for that opportunity? And second of all, do you get to touch his hair?
yeah, okay, first question, yeah, really excited. You know, I've done a lot of radio probably over the last 5 or 6 years here, but mostly filling in. You know, I did not really have a show, and they came to me, you know, about November and said, hey, we want to give you a show, and it looks like it's going to be with Mel, and we'll throw your names on it and all that, you know. And, you know, we don't have a daddy at our place, but you know, Dari and Mel will have to work.
You could. I come cheap.
So, you know, that was great. I mean, to have them want to do that, you know, is awesome. And so we had our first show Saturday, and I think it went really well. So we're looking forward to that every Saturday. As far as his hair goes, well, the beauty of this is that he's actually in Baltimore. You know, he's got a line in his house like a lot of our people do, and that keeps him, he lives there, and that keeps him from having to make a weekly trip to Connecticut. So I don't even get to see his hair. I can only imagine what it's like over the line.
I'll tell you what, if Daddy just had a line at his house, that would negate all the punching that goes on during our radio show. Doug and Daddy's show on ESPN Radio. Dari Nokia joins us here. Has been around the country in a variety of markets and back in Lincoln. He's also got some Oklahoma roots as well. Dari, from a college standpoint, do you have a rooting interest? I know when we get in the media and get in the national, we're supposed to kind of put that on a back burner. But do you still have a rooting interest somewhere?
No question about it. Absolutely. And I think up here, you know, I think everybody assumes that, I don't know, I think a lot of people don't necessarily think we root. But, you know, I mean, I'm sure you guys root and we root. We're all fans. We're all sports fans. And, you know, thanks to goofy things like Facebook and Twitter, we can kind of put on whatever we want as long as we're not, you know, really bashing somebody. And I think, you know, that's kind of our opportunity to be fans. And every now and then I get called out for being a fan by someone, you know, who thinks that I have something out against somebody else. I'm absolutely a fan. I mean, I'm an Oklahoma Sooner born and bred. You know, I went to school there. I still root for them like crazy. You know, but at the same time, I root for Nebraska too. I worked in Lincoln for 2 years, and I covered that team, and I covered a Heisman run by Eric Crouch and a national championship game appearance against Miami that they should or shouldn't have gone to, but that's a different story. And I also, you know, my wife roots for Nebraska too. I met my wife in Nebraska. So, yeah, we're all fans. I mean, we all have teams, you know, and I go pretty crazy for Oklahoma football still.
Dari, little do you know, I've been stalking you for quite some time and watching you. And
no, I know. I know. It's not a, yeah. It's
a little creepy, but nonetheless, how did you take the set, but really by storm, and be the confident, I guess the confidence really showed behind the microphone since day one with you? How nerve-wracking was that, and how were you able to do that?
I don't know. You know, I've just been, I don't know, like, I would say I've just been lucky in the sense that really since I got there, it's been about 6.5 years, they've, for whatever reason, have given me opportunities to do different things. You know, I got fairly early opportunities to do shows like SportsCenter and Baseball Tonight. You know, I went to them and I said, just so you know, I'm a huge college sports person. I mean, college football, you know, first, college basketball right behind that. I'm a huge college sports person. And when opportunities have come up, you know, we add shows. You know, we added a show called College Football Live. We added a show on ESPN News called College Football Overdrive. You know, they're giving me a little bit of play-by-play now. They have, for whatever reason, given me opportunities. And maybe they don't give everybody those opportunities. So, I don't know. Maybe it's because I haven't completely screwed everything up just a little bit. you know, but that's all you can ask for when you go there. And I know that sometimes people get there and they might get frustrated because they've been there X number of years and this person's doing this show and this person's doing this show and why am I not doing that show? And there's, I think, a bit of a competitive nature here because, you know, there's 40 of us or something, you know, like that kind of do the same things. And I've just been lucky that they've given me chances to do stuff that I enjoy doing.
Doug and Daddy show here on ESPN Radio, and we're talking with Dari Noka from ESPN Television. And, of course, he has his Saturday morning show that debuted. He's the new co-host with Mel Kiper every Saturday here on ESPN. Dari, I've heard this before. I could say that this is an email, but it's not because I've just heard it on the street so many times. Is Dari Noka your real name?
Yes, it is. My real name, my first name is actually Darius, but I have never, ever gone by that. And my parents tell me that the initial thought was, you know, they're going to name me Darius, but since it didn't sound very kiddish or babyish, they would call me Dari. And then at some magical point, as I reach adulthood, I'm supposed to all of a sudden tell everybody to call me something different. So that never happened. So, you know, here I am with Dari, Hey, for better or worse, I'm stuck with it. That's my name.
It's great, but it's unique, and in the media world, you got to have something that sticks out a little bit, and obviously that does, and the talents are there as well. Let's move on to the NFL playoffs, Dari.
No, wait, I got to catch you. Do you think if I got to choose whatever name I wanted, this would be it?
Oh, no.
I mean, okay, good.
No.
Okay.
Absolutely right. Not, Steven.
Jack Noka joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I am flabbergasted by some of the stuff I saw this weekend. Seattle's terrible. They should have never won that football game. They shouldn't be in the playoffs, and now they win a football game. Are you more flabbergasted over Seattle winning the game or Seattle losing the game? Or, excuse me, New Orleans losing the game?
Yeah, probably the Saints losing it. I disagree. I mean, we had this. This is one of the debates we had Saturday morning. I firmly believe that every division winner should be in the playoffs. But I also firmly believe that, like the NBA does, if Seattle wins the division and they're the four and the Saints are the five, that's fine. Keep them 4-5. I understand that. But better record should host. I firmly believe the Saints shouldn't have had to fly to the Northwest, deal with a crazy fan base, you know, sleep in a hotel, go through an unnatural week of preparation for a team that's four games worse than them in the standings. So I would change that, but nobody's asking me, you know, and that's totally understandable. But I'm surprised that the Saints came out that unbelievably flat. You know, that you get up on them 10-0, you're so much more talented on both sides of the ball than Seattle is. How you get up 10-0 and 17-7 when you have that much talent and find a way to lose that game. You know, it's amazing. The Marshawn Lynch run was as good a run as there's been probably in the playoffs in years and maybe in the NFL in a few years. And that, I mean, tell me that wasn't somewhat indicative of what that game was like. Who wanted it more? You know, and that's what happened with Seattle. Wow. By the way, I heard a fact that this blew me away. Pete Carroll is the second oldest coach in the NFL. Can you believe that?
Yeah, they just talked about that this morning behind Tom Coughlin. Yeah. He's preppy.
I'll give you another stat, Dari. The Saints have not won a road playoff game in 44 years. Now make it 45.
That's incredible.
Unbelievable, man. I know, it's unbelievable.
You look at yesterday, you know, we can pick it. We could go through each one of these playoff games. But the one that stands out to us right here in the Midwest is a lot of Chiefs fans around here. For a team that had 14 turnovers throughout the entire regular season, for them to continually give the ball to Baltimore and maybe give the Ravens defense a lot of credit as well. But what a flop job by the Chiefs, and a great turnaround nonetheless. But yesterday was pathetic.
Yeah, it was. And it's sad because, you know, I think I wanted the Chiefs to win as well. And my hope, though, I mean, everything I pinned that to was I hope they're too young and dumb to know that they're not supposed to win this game. And, you know, and that's when you get a team that goes out and they don't play like it's a playoff game. They play like it's, you know, a regular season game against a good team, and they're well prepared, and there's no added pressure, and there's no, you know, they're not carrying the weight of a city on its back. But that team looked like there was added pressure, and that team looked like they were carrying the weight of a city on its back, and like they had paid attention to the fact that they hadn't won a playoff game in 17 years and a home playoff game in 18 years. All of those things looked like they impacted the Chiefs, a young team that's going to be around. I mean, I certainly believe that. But, I think that's where you just see, you know, the experience of Baltimore, the fact they don't care where they play or who they play in front of or who they're playing. And they're immensely better than the Chiefs, and I think a lot of us didn't want to think that, but it's a fact, and it showed itself yesterday.
It's amazing how time flies by during an enjoyable interview, so let's wrap things up here with ESPN's Dari Noka and say, we'll do it PTI style. Rapid fire, got about four questions for you. Who wins tonight?
Yeah, Oregon.
Wow.
You want me to go into why?
Yeah, give me a little insight, because I guess I'm on that Auburn SEC thing. You get like 30 seconds.
Oh, okay. both teams can score. Both teams put scoring pressure on the other team. Auburn's best defensive player is a 300-pounder by the name of Nick Fairley, and when he's having to defend a play every 12 to 15 seconds, can't get set, can't get off the field, can't get to LaMichael James because he's simply too quick and can bust through a hole that quick, and can't get to a quarterback who throws the ball in about a second and a half, that negates Auburn's best defensive player. Yeah, Oregon's going to have to find a way to tackle Cam Newton, but I think their speed on defense allows them some luxury there and some ability to do that when other teams haven't been able to. I like Oregon by a touchdown.
Well, that makes perfectly good sense, since I think Auburn's going to win by four touchdowns.
Well, yeah, exactly. I can't pick my nose, and I picked Auburn. So how about the Super Bowl, Dari? Who you like in the NFL?
Oh, my goodness. I would actually I like the Patriots and Packers, and I know I'm taking a sixth seed, but Green Bay going to Atlanta is a completely, absolutely, positively winnable game for the Packers. I don't have a lot of faith in the Falcons, not even in the Georgia Dome. And they do that. They either get the Bears or they get the Seahawks. I'll take the Packers against either one of those on either field. So I actually like the Packers and the Patriots. I think New England's just too good.
Do you think Les Miles would actually go to Michigan?
He would. I think he absolutely would. You know, he turned it down once. I think, you know, we kind of saw this with Roy Williams in Kansas and North Carolina. And, you know, he's won a national championship, and now he has a chance to go and be, some sort of a folk hero, even more so than he ever was before Rich Rodriguez, because the program is in such more disarray now than it was before they hired Rich Rod. Les Miles, the Michigan man, could go, which is ridiculous, by the way, the way that they're looking for a head coach, but could go up there and absolutely be a folk hero.
If that happens.
And get 5 years with no pressure.
If that happens, do you think Bo Pelini would be the next coach at LSU?
Well, I think they would certainly probably be interested in talking to him. You know, I the one thing out here I'm trying to gather is what the relationship is like with Bo and Tom Osborne and his players, and Harvey Pearlman. And I think that from a national level, I think sometimes we don't know as much as you guys might about it, but it's reason, at least to me, to be a little bit concerned that things aren't going as well as Nebraska folks had hoped under Bo. There were just some incidents and some looks and some things and some, you know, some outrage and you know, he had to be disciplined. It doesn't look great, and maybe he wants a fresh start. I think I would call it 50-50 that he'd go there.
That would be very scary here in Huskerland. Finally, Dari, you were here a couple of years. What was the most unique thing that stood out during your time in Lincoln?
Oh, my goodness. Most unique. The College World Series, covering it the first time that Nebraska had ever been in it. That was phenomenal. And it's such a great event always. You know, I covered two of them. The first one Nebraska was not in, and then the second one they were. And I just, to see 25,000 people at Rosenblatt in red, I mean, and it's too bad they went, you know, two and out, but it was the most memorable thing that I've probably ever covered. And, that's the one thing I kind of take away from it. Oh, by the way, O Street's a lot of fun, too. I enjoyed that, but I was younger then, so that's good.
Do you ever get to have a beer with Van Pelt?
I have not. I'm sure we could. It's just that we're not often in the same place at the same time.
Yeah, it's got to be hard rooting for Maryland.
Fair enough. Dari Noka, you got to start at Channel 8 in Lincoln.
Dari, we appreciate the extended visit this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Keep up the great work. Congratulations on the new gig on Saturday. We'll be listening.
Guys, I really appreciate it. Great talking to you.
Thanks, Darren. Darren Noka from ESPN, new co-host with Mel Kiper on our ESPN Saturday game day. And great having a chance to catch up with him. All of our guests taken care of by our friends at Burger King. The new breakfast menu at BK features the ultimate breakfast platter and 8 different items for just $1. Plus, they'll serve lunch all day. Maybe you want that big old burger in the morning. Maybe you want a buck double. They'll give you 2 of them, just $3. And took advantage of this the other day. Original chicken sandwich. Would you like the other one free? I said, yes, I would.
5 of them. We'll comp the other 5.
There you go. Buy one, get one free at Burger King. When we come back, Lindsay Schnell from the Oregonian. She is covering the national championship game, and we will have her perspective on Oregon-Auburn. Plus, Daddy guesses the point spreads for our NFL games. Always fun on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Wow, dude, that net's huge. What do you think we're fishing for, a whale?
Nope. Boat.
Play Catch a Boat, the online fishing game where one lucky person will win a brand new Stratus fishing boat, motor, and trailer, all provided by North American Fishing Club. Every day you play is another chance to win the boat or one of our great daily prizes. To start playing, Google Catch a Boat or visit TakeMeFishing.org. No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 United States, 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Promotion ends 1-10-11. For official rules and complete details, visit TakeMeFishing.org.
You're looking at a $26 ink cartridge at Office Depot and wondering if another store has it at a better price. When you remember that Office Depot gives rewards, $2 back for each recycled cartridge, plus 10% back on the new one, you buy it at Office Depot, turning a near moment of insanity into a moment of brilliance. Now at Office Depot, get 20% back in rewards when you purchase $50 of HP ink or 2 of the same HP toners. Expires 1/22. Rewards carry over in a calendar year and are issued when you earn $10. Visit myworklifereward.com for details.
Grillers know that when a rub is good, the steak is better. And when the rub is from Hole in One Farms, the result is near magic. Hole in One Farms Java Rub combines aromatic spices and peppers, a hint of sugar, and of all things, coffee, which enhances the meat flavor as it leaves the grill a beautiful coffee brown. Ask your grocer where they stock the Hole in One Farms products. Click on the Hole in One Farms link at kkpr.com to read the Hole in One story.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A winter weather advisory continues for our area today. A wind chill advisory is in effect tonight out into Tuesday. As we'll see lingering light snow, could still see around an inch of additional accumulation. Temperatures will stay fairly steady around 10 degrees. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 9 above.
Take me home tonight. Listen, honey, just like a runner said. Be my little baby.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's just not fair. Tony, it's just not fair. Nebraska's not good enough to play in the national championship game, so we have to sit here and scoop out snow, just hoping to get to a television for tonight's game.
But we can go to there and bring you our friend Lindsay Snell from the Oregonian. Lindsay, how are you this morning?
I'm good. You know, I hear you guys have snow, and yet it's so nice and sunny here. I was walking around earlier in flip-flops. I've had to, every time I've walked out the door, I've had to have my sunglasses on because it's so bright.
That is crap, Lindsay, is what that is. She's working on her tan, folks, and getting ready to watch what should be a great football game tonight, and thanks for spending some time with us. Lindsay, how long you been there? What's the atmosphere that you're getting? We understand that, actually, for full disclosure, you're actually taking the Auburn perspective perspective for the newspaper. But what's the atmosphere been like while you've been down there?
You know, I've been here for a week. I got in last Monday. It's been awesome. And just in the last couple of days, we've started to see a lot of fans from both teams start to roll in. And there's so much excitement. I went yesterday to the Oregon pep rally. I didn't go to the Auburn one because it was earlier in the day. But, you know, the mood is just people are excited. A bunch of people have been were saying yesterday that it's like Christmas Eve. So today's Christmas, the day we've all been waiting for. In terms of what teams are like, you know, I've been hanging out with the Auburn guys. They're relaxed, they're loose, they're cracking jokes. They seem to be really approaching it like it's any other game. And whereas at Oregon, you know, Chip Kelly's got them on lockdown. They completely closed practice and have no availability. But they still seem to be having fun. It's hard to know when you're not with a team every day. You know, I cover Oregon State at home, so I can tell you when the mood there is different. But the Ducks seem a little, I wouldn't say tighter, they just seem a little more focused. I mean, they're not saying this is just another game. This might be another win the day, but they know what's at stake. They had a pretty miserable experience in the Rose Bowl last year. They don't want to repeat that.
Lindsay, from a national perspective, in your mind, does it take the luster off of this game being played so late?
You know, it's hard to say. For me, I love college football, but I'm a college basketball person at heart. I'm a hoops junkie. So, yeah, you know, January 10th, I'm thinking, to heck with football. Let's get to basketball. But I do think that it has added a level of anticipation. And then we all got, you know, our warm-up last night with the Kraft Fried Hunger Bowl. So I think there's still so much anticipation because of the two teams who are playing. If we had some, you know, traditional powers, it would be different. But this is such an intriguing matchup that I don't think having it on January 10th is going to hurt anything.
Lindsay Schnell of the Oregonian joining us here on Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. You mentioned the folks are starting to roll in. Are there going to be more Ducks or are there going to be more Tigers at this ball game, or is it going to be pretty much right down the middle?
Well, okay, at first I thought there were going to be more Tigers, but there are a ton of Auburn fans stuck in Alabama. They're snowed in. They can't fly out. So we're not sure what that's going to mean in terms of the stadium, in terms of how many people can't get out here. I don't know exactly how many people it is. I know that there were more than a few charter flights lined up to just take big Auburn boosters in for the game today, and then some of them were supposed to fly out tonight afterward. That's weird to me. I mean, if I'm an Auburn fan and we've got a snowstorm on the way, I'm getting out of there early to come enjoy the sunshine. But I think it'll be about even. When I've been out and about in town, I've seen as many Ducks fans as I have Tiger fans, and they're everywhere. So both of them. But we'll see. I heard yesterday that, like I said, I didn't make it to the Auburn pep rally, but I heard the Ducks pep rally was significantly bigger. But who can really judge that massive a crowd?
Fair enough, Lindsay. Lindsay, when you break down the game at all, everybody's talking about the defensive tackle for Auburn, Fairley, and how he's going to be able to handle the up-tempo style that Oregon brings offensively. In your mind, what has he said leading up to this game? Will he be able to handle it?
Oh, I do think he'll be able to handle it. You know, there's been so much focus on Oregon and its pace this year, but Auburn likes to go fast, too. People are just kind of enamored with Oregon right now because when USC got hit with all those NCAA penalties, people thought, oh, the Pac-10's just going to fall apart now, and then Oregon rises up. So they are a fascinating case study. But Auburn is definitely in shape. You know, I don't buy for 1 second that they're not going to be able to handle the tempo or anything. You know, I think it's very true that in a week before a game, you know, you can't get into shape. That Cliff Harris, the Ducks, great quote said, you know, you can't. It's not like you can wake up Monday morning and decide you're going to start practicing and conditioning more for us when you play us on Saturday. That's like deciding you're going to get up and run 15 miles. Yeah. But the Tigers have had a long time to prepare. You can get in better shape in 37 days, I'll tell you what. So what do I think of Fairley? He likes to hit quarterbacks. That's what he said. We asked him, when the ball snapped, what are you thinking? He said, I hope the quarterback hangs on to it so I can hit him. So If I were Darren Thomas, I'd be a little worried. And to me, that's the biggest thing. If Fairley can get to Thomas and shake him up just for a play or two, and Thomas has to come out, Oregon is going to contemplate sending in a true freshman, Brian Bennett. We saw what happened last year when a freshman went in. And even if it's only for a couple snaps, that can really change the momentum of the game.
Lindsay Schnell, the Oregonian, with us for another couple minutes. She is live in Arizona, where the national championship game is tonight between Oregon and Auburn, right here on ESPN Radio. And a lot of talk about whoever plays the best defensive game is going to win this because of the high, potent offense. Do you have a feeling on who you think the better defense is?
Well, I picked it. You know, we had to make score predictions. Let's be honest, all of us who work in sports media, we're not qualified to make score predictions. But
we prove that every day on this show.
I know, and I keep trying to tell my editor, you know, fans just use this against us. I picked it Oregon 45, Auburn 42, because I said that the Ducks defense would come up big when needed most. To me, though, what I think the superstar factor is going to cancel each other out. Cam versus Michael and Thomas is going to kind of even one another out. And it could come down to a big special teams play. You get a big punt return, kick return, that's going to be huge. And quite a few people have said they think it will be whoever gets the ball last. So, and in terms of defenses, you look at Auburn's size and you're thinking the Ducks don't stand a chance, but you could have said that about a lot of other people the Ducks lined up against this year. And Nick Fairley said, he goes, they've been undersized all season. It's not like we're going to walk out of the locker room and suddenly they're going to be scared of us. So I think it's going to be a great game.
So basically, if Oregon wins this game, Lindsay, in your mind, Cliff Harris will have a big impact.
Yes, I absolutely think so. And I hope so, because I'm telling you guys, he is just a dream to interview. So we want him to have a big case, so bring him to talk to him.
Well, Lindsay, you have been a dream to us on the program today. Just thinking about you out there with your shades on and enjoying beautiful weather and what should be a great game tonight. And we appreciate you giving us some insight on the Doug and Daddy Show. Hope it's a great one, and hopefully we can catch up with you again in the future.
Alrighty, you know, I have to say, you guys, I love when I get to do anything Nebraska-related because I'm from Nebraska originally. I was born in Wayne, Nebraska, so I have love for the Midwest.
Well, hopefully you'll get back here sometime. Maybe you'll have to do a feature on Scott Frost coming this way.
Yes, potentially.
Is there any rumors out in your way that could be happening?
I haven't heard that, but I also think that right now the people who are here, are so buried in coverage that he could have very well already agreed to go, and we wouldn't know it.
Well, Lindsay, we'll let you get back to work. Thanks for the time, and enjoy the game.
All right. Thanks, guys.
From the Oregonian, Lindsay Schnell on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. We have to make our predictions.
Great stuff.
For the program tonight, or for the game tonight, and we will do that and a whole lot more. Uh-oh. What else we got? Emails?
We got to pick the spread.
Got to pick the spread and emails. It's coming up next.
Here's what a trick sounds like at the Winter X Games. Pretty boring, right? That's because Winter X Games weren't meant to be listened to on a radio. What is this, 1934? No, it's not. It's 2011, a year that sounds futuristic and awesome, and is about to get even more awesome because Winter X Games 15 are coming out on television.
So watch them there.
Winter X Games 15 starts January 27th on ESPN. You haven't seen everything. Presented by America's Navy.
The call to serve has no sound, yet I have heard it. In the whispered retelling of honorable sacrifices made by those who have served before me. The call to serve has no form, yet I have clearly seen it. In the eyes of men and women infinitely more courageous than most. It is invisible, yet always present. And for those who choose to answer the call, it is the most powerful force on Earth. America's Navy, a global force for good. To answer the call, go to Navy.com.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens, Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
The Tostitos BCS National Championship on ESPN Radio. Heisman Trophy winner Cam Newton leads top-ranked Auburn against LaMichael James and second-ranked Oregon. The scoring will be early and often in this matchup, as this could be the highest scoring in the game's history.
Steps to his right, throws in the end zone, touchdown!
Auburn, Oregon, January 10th on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
A winter weather advisory continues for our area today. A wind chill advisory is in effect tonight out into Tuesday. As we'll see lingering light snow, could still see around an inch of additional accumulation. Temperatures will stay fairly steady around 10 degrees. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 9 above.
You're as cold as ice.
Oh, wait a minute. Were we on the air?
You're willing to sacrifice our love.
At least it's some different music. I will be glad about that. Misco's, they've got everything probably but snow skis, don't they? You could probably strap. I'll bet Red has some old John McEnroe tennis rackets back there that you could strap to your feet. I guarantee it.
Do the long or the cross country little.
Yeah, it's so awesome. Then climb.
It would be cross country skiing. It'd be the.
Well, that's what you're getting at, though.
Yeah. Be the snowshoe things.
You know. During the break, it was kind of weird. I mean, they're continuing to move snow around the city, and there are huge drifts. Tony, during the break, ran outside to the parking lot across, ran all the way to the top. And, you know, Tony's kind of a big guy, so a little bit on his hands and knees, got to the top of the snow drift, and then went, Drago! Drago! I didn't thought that was a little over the top.
Well, it was over the top, but I had to do it. You only get the opportunity about twice a year.
Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center, carrying brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Adidas, Mizuno, Nike, and more. Sometimes you want your favorite team on there. Sometimes you just want to be stylish and warm. College hoodies, NFL hoodies, sweatshirts, Kearney High, Kearney Catholic, UNK, the Huskers, all kinds of apparel. In fact, the stocking cap that you're wearing, you got it?
Misco Sports.
On the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. We go to the Dent Popper inbox.
This comes from John. He says Doug could vomit in his mouth if Pittsburgh and Green Bay both get into the Super Bowl.
What else did I say we were going to do when we came back besides pick the point spread? Did I miss? Oh, we got to do our prediction for the game, too. Awesome. I can't wait for that. I'm pretty excited. Let's go to the NFL and pick the point spreads. Daddy basically nailed three of the four last week. Was very close. Almost hit them all. Let's start. Game one, Saturday, Baltimore at Pittsburgh.
I've got Pittsburgh a 3.5 or 4 point favorite.
The opening line, this comes from Vegas Insider and the Las Vegas Consultants. Opening line, suggested line, 3.5. And you can get 3 or 3.5 at most major books in the city of Las Vegas. The Saturday night game, Green Bay at Atlanta.
I've got Atlanta favored by 2.5.
Las Vegas Consultants recommended 3. You can now get 2 or 2.5 in Vegas. Daddy, 2 for 2. Early game on Sunday. I'm just going to throw this out. You go to church, sometimes the preacher or the priest or the reverend kind of carries on a little too long. Sometimes. I mean, it just happens, you know. It's fine. You put in your hour and a half, whatever the time is. This one going out to all the men of cloth. Bring out a doozy this week. If you're going to hammer us sometime with a long sermon, this is the week to do it, because there's no reason to be home in time to watch Seattle-Chicago at noon on Sunday. Daddy, spread is?
I got to say Chicago by 13 or 14.
You are incorrect. He's far enough away that you are incorrect. The Bears are favored by 10. So you missed that one.
They were maybe okay. The Bears aren't near as good as New England, apparently.
It's a 20-point swing. Oh, no, it's not.
Wow. I was wrong.
And the Jets at New England. New England won the last one by 42. I got to figure the spread's 35.
No, contraire. I thought 6 or 7 in that. I thought 7 was probably a bit strong. 6, 6.5.
Oh, you're wrong again. New England, 9. 8.5 to 9, but open at 9.
Really?
Okay. So there you go. This college game opened up as Oregon a favorite at about 2.5, a suggested favorite. Immediately went to Auburn. They were up by, favored by as many as 3 in this last month. Right now, 1-2 Auburn favored. Daddy, we made our predictions. Pull that. I mean, there's no need to change them. Let's just rehash it, unless you want to change your pick for tonight's national championship game.
No, I just think Auburn's a better football team on both sides of the football. I don't. You got a score down? Where do you see the score at?
Well, you put total points.
Well, I'm gonna say something like 50 to 24.
Auburn. I like it. The deal. I go back to things we've experienced in the past, and I just think this is a little like Florida, Nebraska. Except Florida would have had Cam Newton. I like Auburn 34-27 over Oregon.
And
will be scoring. This will not be Florida, yeah. Oklahoma, where Oklahoma broke the single season scoring record and then couldn't do anything against Florida.
And folks, don't think my 24 points means 3 touchdowns, 3 extra points, and a field goal. This is 4 touchdowns, no conversions.
They're just going to keep going for 2.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we haven't touched on much of anything else that happened over the weekend. Was there anything else you wanted to touch on that might have happened over the weekend?
Well, the Nebraska basketball found a way to do it. Got a win for the first win. You got to start somewhere. Why not do it at home?
Yep, 1-0 in conference, 11 in a row. They get to go to Missouri. Thanks, Colorado, for upsetting Missouri. So now Missouri will be mad when they open with the Huskers Wednesday night. And for Kansas, it's off to see the Jayhawks on Saturday. All right. The Nebraska women saw their 28-game home court winning streak come to an end against Oklahoma 70-50. Not really close. They go to Iowa State tomorrow. UNK men and women, they go out to Shadron State. They both pick up wins. And now, oh, yeah, fuel up the jet. It's time to go to Western New Mexico and New Mexico Highlands, the longest road trip ever. Hastings College men beat Mount Marty. The women fell to the 17th-ranked Mount Marty squad in overtime, 67-66. Storm Hockey shut out against Lincoln, lost 3-0, went to overtime against Des Moines, lost 4-3. Some good high school basketball, triple overtime, Loomis Arapaho girls, 73-71. Now, there's a game.
Up and down, a few points scored.
There's a game for you. Also, some good boys basketball out there and wrestling. Amherst won that huge invite, edging out Plainview. 5 of the top 10 teams in D were there. They finished 1-5. Amherst, Plainview, SEM, Med Valley, and Cambridge. Amherst able to get 5 champions out of that whole ordeal.
Did you see Schaaf? Schaaf wrestle?
His longest match was 1:03. Won the finals in 45 seconds. Gus Peterson won it in 24.
The baby bull.
There was some quick pins out there. There were 3 pins in less than 1 minute in the finals. There was some talent there. I did give Schaaf a little guff that he was still wearing his Sutton T-shirt, though.
Mayor, what's going on?
Go to the Bruce Furniture fan line?
We got Mike from Grand Island.
Mike, what's up?
Not much. I just got kind of a quick question, comment, and I don't think this got nearly enough publicity that it should deserve, but the Texas Tech got slammed with a bunch of violations, right, for the text messages of Mike Leach.
You're
that happened this weekend, right?
You're exactly right. I got it right here in front of me. That was the next page. Good job, Mike. Nearly 1,000 impermissible text messages sent to football, softball, and golf prospects, which makes sense
and
where it's worn.
Disgust me is, I mean, I'm personally really disgusted, is that NCAA, they move at such a glacial speed most of the time, but you got Cam Newton, whose father was asking for money, and he doesn't get anything, and they make a decision within a week, and you got, like, you know, what was the other one? There was another violation, I can't remember right now, top of my head, but you see all this, but Texas, since it's a lower school, Texas Tech, we're not going to talk about it. Terrell Pryor, that's what I was thinking about.
Yeah, Ohio State.
Yeah, you got all this, and but the integrity of the game for a Sugar Bowl, I mean, I'm personally disgusted. And I'll just hang up and listen to your comments.
Mike, thanks for the call. Texas Tech, the NCAA, has decided that they are going to self-impose sanctions at Tech and that they are okay with that. Most of the football stuff did happen under Mike Leach, by the way, who I'm guessing – I know he has his cell phone because that's what we talked to him on more than once.
I would doubt, though, that he would be a big texter. I would think, you know, obviously.
What do you mean? Texter, T-E-C-H-S-T-E-R, or texter, T-E-X-T-E-R? Which one do you mean? A texter is what he is.
I don't know, but Mike, that's a great point. How do they level such swift sanctions when, on certain circumstances, when you got people playing, while these other things take forever to come out? Once again, I have no idea. I have no idea how it would be interesting to be a fly on the wall in the NCAA office, because you're right. It seems like certain stacks of paper sit there for years. The Reggie Bush deal, why did it take 5 years to figure all that out?
Speaking of no idea, I have no idea what we're going to do on this show tomorrow. We'll probably all be snowed in again, but we'll be along with you with Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. We'll also recap the national championship game. Charles Davis from NFL Network will join us later this week to talk about the rest of the playoffs. We want to thank ESPN's Dari Noka and also to Lindsey Schnell from the Oregonian to join us on the show today to preview the national championship game. You're back okay from all the scooping?
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!